I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Dozens of civilians have been killed and hundreds more injured in the ongoing fighting between Sudanese government troops and paramilitary fighters known as the Rapid Support Forces. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The pitched battles across Sudan, pitting government troops against the paramilitary outfit known as the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, is continuing the threat of spiraling into a wider civil war. Scores of civilians have been killed and hundreds injured, according to a doctors' union.
Come fast.
And on the streets of the city, civilians are describing scenes of chaos as they struggle to source even basic necessities such as water or medicine. The UN World Food Program says it's been forced to halt operations in several areas, and three employees were killed.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. law enforcement officials on Monday arrested two New York residents for allegedly operating a Chinese quote-unquote secret police station in Manhattan's Chinatown, part of a crackdown on Beijing's alleged targeting of U.S.-based dissidents.
We cannot and will not tolerate the Chinese government's persecution of pro-democracy activists who have sought refuge in this country.
Breon Peace, the top federal prosecutor in Brooklyn, also unveiled charges against 34 Chinese officials for allegedly operating a troll farm and harassing dissidents online, including by disrupting their meetings on U.S. technology platforms. Kremlin critic Vladimir Kara-Mirza was jailed for 25 years by a Moscow court on Monday, the harshest sentence of its kind since Russia invaded Ukraine, after being convicted of treason and other offenses in a trial he said was politically motivated. This is VOA News. South Africa's Holocaust Center has spoken out against the government's stance on the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Vicky Stark reports from Cape Town.
The Holocaust Center's director, Richard Friedman, said the suffering in Ukraine should not be ignored. Friedman said many observers see an element of genocidal intent in Russia's actions, something that several governments and human rights groups have also expressed. South Africa has remained steadfast in its neutrality and has abstained from several United Nations resolutions condemning Russia's invasion. A delegation from the ruling African National Congress Party was also recently hosted by the ruling United Russia Party in Moscow. Vicky Stark for VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.
The U.S. military says a helicopter raid in northern Syria has resulted in the probable death of a senior leader of the militant Islamic State group, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. Central Command says in a statement that the IS leader, who has not been named, was responsible for planning terror attacks in the Middle East and Europe. CENTCOM added two other armed individuals killed along with the target of the raid, which took place early on Monday. The statement says no civilians or U.S. troops were hurt in the operation. At least 900 U.S. troops are deployed in Syria, along with an undisclosed number of contractors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. state of Minnesota Court of Appeals has upheld the Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin's second-degree murder conviction for the May 2020 killing of George Floyd. A three-judge panel also affirmed Chauvin's 22-and-a-half-year sentence. His attorney had asked the appeals court to throw out all of his convictions for a long list of reasons, including the massive pretrial publicity, but the appeals court sided with prosecutors who said Chauvin got a fair trial and just sentence. The Phantom of the Opera has closed after 35 years on Broadway. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
There is champagne, tears, and gold and silver confetti bursting from the famous chandelier as the Phantom of the Opera ended its run after nearly 14,000 performances. Composer Andrew Lloyd Webber dedicated the show to his son, who died of cancer last month. Sarah Brightman, who originated the role of Christine, says she loves seeing the show through.
It's always lovely to be involved with something from inception and to see how it pans out.
Phantom is an expensive production, and the pandemic is to blame for its end. However, producer Cameron McIntosh says all the great musicals return. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.